shut me out and close the door. When I took the dive to the dive, a friend in need you were. Are you ready? Just keep in steady. Your skies are red. They changed. Your skin is shed again. You never listened, and now you're missing a battle once fought, but never more. Well, I took the dive to the dive. A friend.
Such a catchy phrase. Don't get. 1, 2, 3. This is Bleach Cat.
And yo.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you for joining us tonight. It's the night before our graduation, and we could not be more excited.
It's a very exciting time. Changes in the air. Hats will soon be in the air. It's a good time for flying.
1,300 hats in the air tomorrow at roughly 10:30 a.m.
If you can't count that many.
It's a little bit more than 1,000. Just a hair.
So you can just ballpark it like that in case those numbers are a lot.
We're glad you're with us tonight. This fiery Saturday night.
For those of the community that were not on the Tufts presidential lawn earlier tonight, it was quite a spectacle. The Light on the Hill ceremony, which happens, I'd say, once every maybe
year
or so.
I'd say
give
so.
Or take. The night before graduation, 1,300 on the dot.
Candles.
Burning. Burning in everyone's hands. What I really liked about this ceremony is you approach it from about half a mile away and you just see this crowd with all these little lights and you just get up close and this guy just starts shouting, "Get your candles!"
And then you light them.
And then you light them and it feels like you're joining like a riot or something.
And then he goes, "Give me a tea!"
T.
Give me a U.
U.
Give me an F.
F.
Give me a T.
T.
Give me an S.
S. What's that?
Tufts. And that's right, you're listening to Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, Medford.
Keep it freeform.
We're going to be playing some music by this group called Unknown Mortal Orchestra.
We've also been playing some songs by them. You just heard Funny Friends by Unknown Mortal Orchestra, followed by How Can You Love Me, Unknown Mortal Orchestra.
How can you love me, Bleach Cat?
Some things are just always a mystery.
True.
Alright. Up next, we have Bicycle by Unknown Mortal Orchestra.
Once again, you're listening to 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah. All the boys and the girls and them. Come, yes or no? The music I play, no? You wanna let go? You wanna free yourself, no? Hold on and enjoy the ride.
Bad man want good girl. Good girl want bad man. Bad man want good girl. Good girl want bad man. Good girl, good girl want bad man. Bad man want good girl.
Yes, yes, I like what
good
I see, you know.
Good girl want bad man.
Move
come go real low. You go real low.
Take the pressure
lower.
Off you.
Go lower.
You batty, no? Move your batty. The music I play, no? You batty, no?
Come,
batty.
Come.
Go on, let's come closer.
Bad man want good girl.
Yes, yes,
come
I like
close.
What I see,
girl
you know.
Want bad man.
Hello.
Oh
my
God.
We're so excited.
I'm
pretty excited. I think we're all excited.
I'm so excited. That's what I was thinking about.
Then.
I couldn't think of any other lyrics
exactly.
After that.
And
so
yeah, and you know what? That's okay.
I just can't hide it.
I'm about to lose control and
exactly.
I think I like it.
Yeah.
I want you.
I know. You know what? Those lyrics also are spot on.
They're spot on and they're courtesy of Ski Cops, Sky Caps, Ideal Gas, Egg Cops,
Egg Talk,
Ski Talk,
Cops,
Egg Talk, Cops, whatever you want to call it. We're back, bad boys. You know, what they're going to do when they come for you? What are you going to do when they come for you?
I'm going to ski the R-phone out of here.
You're gosh darn tuned, right?
Not sure if you all know this, but one of Tuff's oldest radio shows from the class of 2019.
Thank you.
Started when?
Well,
on the D-Days?
Fall 2015.
I would say that the concept for Ski Cops came about at Matriculation.
Matriculation
Day.
No,
Day.
It didn't.
Yes, it did.
Okay.
No, it did.
Just for nostalgia's sake, would you tell us about it?
We can tell you
would
about
you
it.
Tell
yeah.
us?
Sure.
Here's my memory.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead. Go for it.
It's me. For those of you out there who are feeling timid and wouldn't like vocalize this guess yourselves, you're absolutely right. It's DJ Block Party.
You're
freaking
right.
It's DJ Block Party.
It's DJ Block Party.
You know, I thought it was, but I wasn't sure. Glad you confirmed.
You had a hunch.
It is sometimes obvious.
It was a guess
at home, but we're not sure.
And then could we get the other regular just for the last, you know? No, that's you. You, I mean.
Well, the other regular? Did you just call me a regular?
Yeah, like an every week regular.
Yeah, you know? So this is your...
In the same way that your favorite barista is also
sure.
a regular.
Sure,
you know?
This is your co-host who was the host of the show.
You go to a cafe all the time host and the barista's show. Like, you're a regular, and you're like, you're a regular.
So what if that barista was the barista for an entire semester
okay,
longer than the other baristas who were there?
Yeah.
Because the other barista was abroad.
So we're both regulars.
This is DJ Fort Knox, all caps, no vowels, FRT, CanX.
Anyway,
you're listening to Ski Ops, and you're listening to it on the only station you could ever listen to this show.
It's the best station.
It's the best station there is. It's 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
It's got nothing on 91.5 in the morning.
Yeah, but like we don't. Yeah, but we don't speak about that here.
Maddie in the morning?
No.
Good.
Because you're listening to Tuff's only freeform radio station, and it's the only station you should be listening to.
Anyway,
we're here and we're talking about the origin story, I guess.
We're talking origin stories.
We're talking
Genesis.
Origin stories.
Please. We're talking book one.
Yeah.
The people are absolutely begging.
I think so.
If this, for those of you at home, is like, and I think we've made this reference before, so the real listeners, this one's for you.
Yeah, you know.
Picture yourselves at home in kind of like a fireside chat situation.
You're drinking a cup of hot cocoa made for you by Tom Hanks, and if you're a regular listener, you understand that reference. It's an absolute hit.
The New Deal is crushing
it. It's crushing it. It's number one on FM radio.
Yeah, FM radio is
rankings.
Huge.
It's huge. You're listening to Babe Ruth hit those home runs, and you're listening to Ski Cups.
Maybe even Mickey Mantle.
I don't know. I think that was. I have no idea what the historical timeline on that that kind
Jackie
of stuff
Robinson?
Is.
Just a real big Lou Gehrig fan. Yeah.
Big Lou Gehrig fan. We're talking. Yeah, we're raising money for. Lou Gehrig's disease.
And you gotta give the people to get.
You're right.
You gotta give the people a chance to get in on this. I mean, please. You got seven guests in on this studio.
We'll do a quick genesis, and then we'll do some introductions, and then we'll go back to the tunes.
It's not that good of a story.
No, not much.
The genesis, as I remember it, is we're sitting there. Okay, then tell it. Freshman fall, you know, so every idea we have, it's the best idea we've ever had.
The best one.
And someone else that we were having a conversation with, if you're a real one, your name is Brett Isaacs.
Brett
Isaacs, and you're out there listening
right
now.
Shout out to Brett Isaacs.
It's hard to know, but I think shout out either way.
Yeah.
Brett Isaacs said the word ski cups fully out of nowhere.
Well, because she's from like a state that has...
She's from Colorado.
She's from Colorado, and they've got ski cups.
And we were talking about how she's skiing all the time.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
On some mountain.
They don't have ski cups.
Brick, you called her Brick for a while?
I called her Brick for a long time.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's come full circle, too.
It really has.
And then we heard ski cups, and we said, that was meant to be the name of a radio show.
Yeah.
You know? You hear something like ski cups, and it's like, that's got to get on the airwaves.
There's no way it's not going to.
That's it. Anyway, regular listeners, you know the drill. It's the old lightning round situation. Mm-hmm. We're going to go clockwise, starting with the ghost behind the computer over there.
Let's say the Deus Ex Machina.
Yeah. The ghost behind the show.
Oh, c'est moi?
Yeah.
Okay, everyone, so my name is Stuart Montgomery, obviously known.
No!
Wrong.
Okay. For those of you... Okay,
DJ names only.
So, if we're talking...
embarrassing.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was really awful for me. If we're talking Tufts WMFO, we're talking DJ Girl Talk, obviously.
Yes! Okay, but
also known...
Yeah, stylization.
DJ Girl Talk, obviously, all caps through the whole thing.
Any
DJ.
Vowels?
No, obviously
no vowels,
not.
Obviously. No? Thank you.
Space or no?
No spaces
no
through the
spaces,
whole thing.
All caps,
so
no vowels.
J-G-R-L-T-L-K.
Correct.
Huh. Incredible.
Correct. also known by my show name, Narcissus and the Flower, freshman year, which I started... And I started that as a sub when I was just subbing in for people, and they were so angry at
me.
Also, it was really horrible.
I want to say that whole just subbing period lasted like two and a half years.
Yeah, I actually I never had a consistent
You've
show.
Been
I was just subbing.
Up the WMFO substitution community on your own.
Yeah, thank you so much. Next.
Okay, that's all your time.
Hi, I'm DJ Girl Talk's brother. My name is DJ Death. No vowels, all caps.
So amazing.
So it's just DTH. Yeah.
DTH. Perfect.
Hello. This is DJ Girl Talk's sister, DJ DM.
Pretty good.
Cool.
DJ Delta Mike, also no vowels.
Delta Mike. Yes. This is a lucky occurrence. We got DJ Delta Mike in the studio.
Yes.
That's big. I didn't know we were in such a presence.
No, me neither.
DJ Delta Mike is here.
Thank you so much for coming.
Really?
DM building. Everyone.
I'm flattered.
Any questions you have, I'm welcome to
How
them.
How did you think
but...
of DM as the initials for your...
You know, it was tough. I really spent a lot of time just communing with the earth.
Yeah,
of course.
And
Delta Mike is what
And with my DJ equipment and a lot of time, but just between me and the mic, and it just came to me. Yeah, Delta Mike.
Delta Mike.
Delta
yeah.
Mike.
Totally. Yep.
All right, and next.
Next.
Beautiful.
A recurring guest.
A recurring guest. If you count like the two times freshman year that recurred.
Of course.
This show tonight's all about freshman year.
And okay. Hold on. Before anything else, our OG fans will remember this next guest as a guest from Cosmic Trash. Cosmic Garbage.
You know, they canceled us this semester.
Wait,
because
I actually was
going to
say,
volunteer.
The people have a question. Is Cosmic Garbage / Trash still running?
Yeah, what's going on?
We had one show last week this semester.
Of course.
No, they said no to us this semester because didn't do a single volunteer hour in 4 years.
Yeah.
No, but
yeah. Okay, so we got a renegade on the mic. We got a rogue broadcaster.
DJ AJ.
That's right.
Jadj. And yeah.
Jadj.
What are you talking about?
Avram Judah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
High five. Those listening out there, you might not have heard that, but it was a perfect high five.
It was a really good one.
Jadj.
I can attest. Very crisp.
Sorry? Perfect. Okay, next.
All right, we got another guest on the mic right now.
My name is DJ. Have you been flossing?
Nice. Okay,
cool.
Are we going full? Any spaces?
No spaces.
Question
no
mark?
Caps.
Question mark, though?
No caps.
No question mark.
No question mark.
No caps.
No caps.
No caps.
No spaces. Vowels. Yes?
No caps.
All vowels.
No, that makes sense to me.
Spelled correctly.
Spelled correctly.
No spaces. No caps.
Okay.
Whoa.
No question mark.
No question mark. DJ, have you been flossing? Have you been flossing?
No.
The right answer. The one to make all of us feel like we're not horrible people.
Right, exactly. Unless there's any dentists out there listening, which there often are, surprisingly.
Do you think dentists actually floss, though?
Yeah,
probably.
No.
Were you all aware of that one time, like a year and a half ago, that the FDA was like, psych, flossing doesn't do anything?
Oh my god.
Yes. For sure, yes.
It was an Associated Press story, and they were like, hey, we called the FDA, flossing doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It was like, wow, getting receipts. The FDA was like, oh, we have no idea what's going on.
Nobody knew anything.
I love to floss.
Never forget. I brought it up to my dentist, and he was like,
I love to floss. I carry.
What does that mean for you?
It means that I carry the floss with me in my backpack or pocket,
or spirit.
And no, it's always a physical.
Is it always physical?
Flossing does
you ever
not
floss
matter.
While you're walking across campus?
It matters for your gums,
no,
but not for
not
your teeth.
In your whole
I don't walk across campus.
Even for your gums.
Okay, while you were walking at all.
No, it doesn't.
No.
Well, okay, that's fine.
No, I can't multitask like that.
Jadj works in the restaurant industry now, so they can't like possibly be seen.
Jadj?
Yeah, DJ AJ.
DJ AJ. It's all caps, no spaces,
so
no vowels except for the A.
Yeah, block party.
Okay.
Block party.
That's
one.
The only vowel.
Sure.
That there was, though.
Yeah. Honest. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Exactly.
So you got it. You got it.
Okay. Next.
Why don't you get with it?
Flossing is teeth masturbation.
Keep it appropriate.
Okay, we have another guest to introduce.
Hello, this is DJ Hot Clown.
All
one word, all lowercase. I usually do live performances, so this is a treat for you that I'm on air.
Yeah, you might know them from such projects as
like live clown performances.
Yeah.
Or musical.
Like
both.
House club, like queer clown.
Okay,
performance.
Okay,
DJ art.
This is something we've never tried to execute on the air before. But if you could kind of like narrate a routine as though it's playing out in your head, not sing the song. Narrate the steps that you would carry out, just so we can all get kind of like a more wholesome image of what DJ Hot Clown is all about.
I'd love my go-to is a like house remix of circus music.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna search circus house. Not
well,
looking that
Arctic
good.
Monkeys.
In, well,
wrong.
Okay, interesting. But in the meantime,
yeah.
Okay. So picture like da 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 like that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And I'm elevated on a stage above everyone.
Yeah.
Scantily clad.
Yeah.
Bright red nose.
Yeah. That was actually about to be my question. So
my big bit is like dancing, and then as if my limbs are taken control by a force, and I have to like pin
like a mannequin?
Them. Yeah, like pin them down to my side.
Like, get a hold of yourself.
As they like try to windmill around.
Yeah.
Like that that animation video of the
legs and arms. Yeah.
So the legs are windmilling around beside you.
As best I can.
As best the legs can. Yes. You've got nothing to do with it.
One at a time.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, DJ Hot Clown is a recurring guest on the show, actually.
That's true.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And in terms of flossing, I'll weigh in on that. I just love the way sometimes... I just like the way it makes my gums hurt sometimes, and that's all I'll say on
that. Sometimes I like when I floss and I look down and the sink's full of blood.
I've never flossed without bleeding.
I've never flossed. Yeah, so.
In your whole life?
Never.
I'll tell you what, it hurts a lot.
I'm not keen to try.
And the benefits aren't there.
I've never had braces. I'm fine. I don't feel any need to floss.
I used to take toothpicks from restaurants just to
That's enough of this nonsense. Let's get back to the music.
You guys want to hear some tunes?
Anyone who's not a dentist out there is feeling alien.
Yeah, I agree with that. You've met all of our guests.
Dentists love when people make their gums bleed. But that's enough for y'all.
Enjoy some of these tunes on the final episode of Ski Cops here on 91.5 WMFO.
Call in. Send us a DM of your favorite Ski Cops memory.
Do something. Do something.
Whatever comes to mind, it's appropriate. Hit it.
Correct.
I'm not loving you way I wanted to. What I had to do, had to run from you. I'm in love with you, but the vibe is wrong, and that haunted me all the way home. So you never know, never, never know, never know enough till it's over, love, till we lose control. System overload, screaming no, 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 no. I'm in love. From you, so I keep it low, keep a secret code, so everybody else don't have to know. So keep your love. Something to lose, so I gotta move. I can't keep myself and still keep you too. So I keep in mind when I'm on my own, somewhere far from home, in the danger zone. How many times did I tell you before it finally got through? You lose, you lose. I'm not loving you way I wanted to. See, I had to go. See, I had to move. No more wasting time. You can't wait for life. We're just racing time. Where's the finish line? So keep your love.
You know I thank God sun rises and shines on you. You know there's nothing, nothing, nothing I would not do. Oh, before I let you go. The ghost feathers. I brought the squad with me. Black on black bandanas. I say it's champagne. I did the damn thing. Dirty Diana singing and dancing all in the rain. Ooh, I just wanna have a good time. Turn around, dip inside, and twirl that ass to the right. Ooh, funny hop, drop. Cross your legs, turn around and clap. Shuffle to the left, let's glide now. Ooh, drop it down, low, 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 low to the floor. Bring it up, tap and roll. Step on them, step on them, step on them, step. Step on them, kick on them, stomp and you step. Swag the right, surf the left. Work the middle till it hurt a little.
Just a quick.
All right.
Just a quick heads up. I wasn't planning on coming back for that long. I just want to say for those of you who are like putting your pajamas on or whatever.
Of course.
This is the last night of Ski Cops in history, and we're graduating from college tomorrow.
We're graduating.
So obviously, no Sleepy Town. We're keeping it up.
We're keeping it up the entire time.
We're staying up. You're staying.
However long we can, we're doing it.
Anyway, that's all I had to say.
Yeah. So you know, enjoy and don't be too sad about it. Right?
No, don't be sad at all.
Yes.
Smile because it happened.
Exactly.
You know.
Don't frown because it's over. Don't cry because it's over.
Don't cry because it's over.
Exactly. Smile because it happened.
Well, yeah, that was implied. I thought that part went without saying.
Not everyone's so bright.
Yeah, I agree with that. But you are.
That was a good like. For those of you who couldn't see me, I was doing a nose honk gesture, and it was like.
And for our billions, I wanna just say to our billions and billions of fans out there in the multiverse,
it's actually been so real.
It's been so real, y'all.
Day one, it's been so real.
It's been so real. And
those of you who are out here still following the Instagram,
dude, cheers to you, because that's wild. We haven't posted on that in like 2.5 years.
But you're real.
But you're a real one, and we're about to.
Right.
Exactly.
They probably are.
Yeah.
But they follow still, you know?
They follow still, and they follow because they love 91.5 WMFO.
And so do we.
And so do we. And we're about to pay tribute to that, I think, with the last however many minutes we have left of high energy grooves.
Yeah, we are.
So are we going to get down to a block party?
Let's do it.
Calling me baby, why the sudden change?
Say my name,
if no one is around you. Say baby, I love you, if you ain't running game.
Say my name,
you acting kinda shady. Ain't calling me baby, better say my name.
The other day, I would call, you would say, baby, how's your day? But today, it ain't the same. Every other word is a huh, yeah, okay. Could it be that you are at the crib with another lady? Took it there. First of all, let me say, I am not the one to sit around and be played. So prove yourself to me. I'm the girl that you claim. Why don't you say? house. It's hard to believe that you are at home by yourself. When I just heard the voice, heard the voice of someone else. Just this question, why do you feel you gotta lie? Getting caught up in your game when you cannot say my name.
I feel like I feel a bit like what we're doing right now is basically a utility, a public utility, I'll say. Mostly because what we're doing is just sharing our thoughts, and our thoughts are so important. So as we engage in this intellectual discourse, I just want to talk about some, I don't know.
You said you want to talk about National Bike Month?
Well, I want to talk about the fact...
That's what it
sounded like. I do. I want to talk about National Bike Month.
It's kind of random that you would mention
that. It's really weird because although there are other physical activities that can provide a more rigorous workout, I feel like National Bike Month is missing the point because walking is easy. It requires no special equipment.
Yeah.
And is good exercise for most adults. And in urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation.
And I hear that. 1,000% I hear that. The thing is, and if it were any other time of the whole year, you'd be spot on. Unfortunately for you, the third week of May is Bike to Work Week.
I don't know. I don't know if
and that's right now.
According
it's
to
an
whom?
Excellent time of year to try this healthful, non-polluting way to travel. And on top of that, and this part's like the surprise part of the thought I was having. I didn't expect myself to say this, but cycling can be fun, healthy, and enjoyable. And it's important to follow the rules of the road. And a motorist passing a bicycle must wait until it's safe to pass and then give adequate clearance. It's pretty technical.
It's pretty technical, but what I'm... Okay, here's what I'm saying, and this might be relevant for our listeners out there, is that it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tough Camp... From the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. About 45 minutes.
That's kind of a long time.
Look, okay.
I'm saying you could do that bike ride in like 20.
But it's summer, and you're going to want to be taking note of the blossoms.
Sure.
And you're going to want to be basking in the sunlight.
Sure.
What I'm saying is 45 minutes, healthy exercise. No expense. No expense.
Yeah, yeah.
And no environmental cost.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But on the other hand, when it's not safe to allow a car to pass, a cyclist should use the full lane. And what I'm wondering is, in what scenario is anyone ever saying a walker should use the full lane? You know, when do you get that kind of authority? Right? And no matter what,
You gotta watch out for distracted drivers because they're everywhere.
They are everywhere.
We can agree on that.
They are everywhere, and if you're a walker, not only
right now we hand shook on that point because it's
sure really it's a solid point.
Yeah,
it's a solid point. Really, but what I'm saying is that walkers aren't. Not only are they not concerned with drivers' motivations or their I would say narcissistic sort of anglings, they're in fact completely detached from that.
Yeah,
that entire world.
Right. Which is so weird
because they well here's the thing is that walkers they walk on the sidewalk.
That's true.
Which is different from the bike lane,
right?
And is differently regulated,
right?
And you know, the activity on the sidewalk, the activity being walking, can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money.
Definitely.
And with all the inattentive and otherwise for impaired sure. drivers on the road, that, it's
yeah,
honestly,
awesome.
I'm going to go ahead and
that's
say a, it. I'm going to say
yeah,
it. Please don't hold me back. It's safer than riding a bike.
Yeah, but the thing is,
my God.
Walkers have the same rights as an average schmo.
Definitely.
Walkers have all the same rights as an average schmo.
Schmo, I was going to say.
Yeah, we were going to say schmo.
Has anyone
cyclists have the same rights and the same responsibilities, uh-huh. just like Spider-Man, as other drivers. Drive your bike like the vehicle that it is, and every week can be bike to work week. Are you about to be like, every week is walk to work week? Obviously not. It's going to take you 45 minutes.
On behalf of bikes, let's say you got a new pair of shoes, okay? Walking? Blisters.
Ruined.
Blisters.
Covered in
everywhere.
Mud. They're covered in mud.
Biking, so much less wear and tear on your sweet little ankles. Okay? Way less blisters if you bike.
Yeah. And you look sleek.
All right.
You
all
look
right.
sleek.
All right, true Luddite hours out there. Who's trying to forsake the machine and just go with your pure physical form? I'm talking pure.
You're
personal, physical.
Talking crawl.
I'm talking,
crab walk to work
week.
To work week.
And it's more. It's environmentally. It's environmentally
Replace
conscious, and it's
with
safer.
A bipedal bike wheel.
Truth to power and crab walk to work week.
I think it's the only thing that can be said at this point.
I'll say it. Truth
I'll
to power
well.
And crab walk to work week.
Crab walk to work week.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Oh, also, we've got a couple late additions to the show.
We do.
Can we send out a quick double lightning round? Beep, 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 beep.
You're darn right we can.
That's thunder, but it goes with lightning. And lightning doesn't make a sound. So. Or I suppose thunder is the sound.
Right, exactly.
Can we get a quick intro? DJ names only, legal names. We couldn't really, you know, care less as far as on the air goes.
Yeah.
Is this mic on?
Yeah.
What's my DJ name?
You decide right now.
Yeah, that's for you to decide.
With Beethoven
is it on?
In the background.
Yeah. PT, what's yours?
PT, what is yours? Pame.
Pretty good. DJ Pame.
That's a loophole if I've ever heard one.
Yeah, but a clever one. I'll
okay.
accept